We are Perek Beis Mishneh Tes Abetzom Hasor Risim Upol Amitri Shemona Nehemayim Shleshim Betzom Hasor Risim. What is a Betzolim? A Betzolim Hasor Risim. What is this? What is this? 56.
But
we didn't do this picture. What's this picture?
56.
Where is this? Where's 56? Where's 56? Here it is, the past. He has a third. Tvua shehevi a shlish bishul. Tvua. Shlish bishul. Tvua. Shehevi a shlish bishul. Tvua. Shehevi a tvua shlish kodim rosh hashana. Harehi perish shishis vein bo kudushis. Vein hevi a shlish achar rosh hashana. Harehi perish shidis v'yesh bo kudushis. Okay, good. Okay, now we go to the next. Abit Solim. Hasari sim upola mystery shamon mehem maim shloshim yoim. So what's that? Some mystery sim shain oisim zera kishar bitsom. These are bitsolim onions that do not make zera kishar bitsom, that do not produce seeds. These are a soris. Soris is a son that can have children. Person as a dead end. Shain oisim zera kishar bitsom. They don't make seeds. Upola mystery shazarli shazarli yerk, and an Egyptian being that you planted the yerk for eating purposes, not for seeds. The zerla zera hotnan le'el in the previous mission. The zim bossa be'ei bossa hashrosha.
Israel the yerk. What else do you use a polymetry for?
For seed. That's what you just said.
Oh,
zerla yerk. You plant it in order to produce seed. You don't plant it in order to eat. Sometimes
it's
you plant
seed. It says the yerk means
right
for yerakus.
Meaning to eat. A yerk means to produce a vegetable for the
right
purpose of consumption,
right,
not lafuke to exclude the planting for the purpose
zera
of zera. So shazar lezerak the e zar lezera. How tana we learned before. Doesn't we go basa hashrasha? If you plant it lezera, we learn the elder. Doesn't we go basa hashrasha?
When you plant it, right?
For our taking root, I feel the e lezar lezera. How tana the elder. Doesn't we go basa? Does linon bay basa hashrasha? Then we got follow the zman when it takes root. I feel in mona mehem. I mean, if you did not deny water, then it does not make a difference. If you planted the beans for the purpose, if you planted the beans for the purpose of the il zaru lezera, and you planted for the purpose of seed, then before that we follow the zman of hashrosha when it takes root, even if you did not deny it water, right?
What do you mean if you deny it?
That's the chesha. The b'tzolim ha-sarisim, b'tzolim onions.
Even if you deny it, deny it water, what does it mean?
Because that's what this mishnah here says. B'tzolim onions ha-sarisim. Onions that are sarisim, that are not going to produce. She'in, do not produce certain type of onions that they're mules. They do not produce.
They don't produce other onions.
Other onions. They're a dead end.
Dead end.
This is where they come to an end.
Yes, what do you do with them? What are you doing with them? If you don't usually take an onion, you throw it in the ground because you want to plant more onions. You want to make more onions, right? Is that correct?
Correct.
So then, what do you do? Why are you put if this one cannot produce more onions? Why are you putting it in the ground for? Why are you planting it for? For what purpose?
No, you're not putting it in the ground. It's already growing. These onions are growing. They're developing. Habetzolim hasarisim. No, you planted seeds last year, and now these onions are growing. These onions will not produce seeds. These onions are currently growing in the ground. They're growing. They're developing.
How can you tell that? It sounds to me, it's not like regular betzolim that you throw into the ground that produce more zera, produce more tefua.
No.
No?
These seeds you planted last year, you put a seed in the ground, but it's a certain type of seed. It's a type of onion that will not produce more seeds. And this is the end of these onions. They're growing. They're growing now. They're growing. They're developing. It's a certain type of onion, a certain min.
There's a certain min that doesn't... You can't plant them to make more onions.
Right. So these onions are growing. These onions are growing.
Yeah.
And
what's happening? Yeah. What's happening?
And now you're going to deny water.
What am I going to deny again?
What?
Not feeling well, huh? And you're going to deny water.
You're not going to water them. But some has to be simple. Polam mitzvah shemona mehemayim shleishem yom. You're not giving them water. She'ena moisim zerk shab b'tzal b'polam b'tzvish zor liyerek the izor l'shemon mimayim. Yatsu mitaras yirakos hagdailos al kol mayim v'nasu k'stei beis habal. It's like a field shemisapekes b'mei gishamim, which is sufficient with rain. What v'hilchah from mishasim l'shav? You follow the previous year. Normally, vegetables. When do vegetables have? What are the rules for vegetables?
You tell me.
Lakita, we learned that yesterday.
Good.
Are you very hot?
Yeah, I like it when it's cool.
Okay, Nachmo. We have onions, hasori sim, upol hametri, shemona, mehem, mayim, shloshim yoim. We have here these.
Oh, we got bugs.
They like me. Look at that. At least someone likes me. Sorry, buddy. See you in the Illumines. This is the Ilum HaShaker.
Dimya.
B'tzalim HaSarisim, the onions, the HaSarisim, Upol HaMitzri, Shimon Mehem Mayim. You denied water.
What do you mean denied water?
You did not give it a drink.
So what?
So
who cares?
No, so that's the way you do. That's where these things are, like cactuses.
Cactus.
Like cactuses. You don't provide them with water. So if you have a type of, now, normally onions require a lot of water. Normally you give them water. But these onions, because they have a different nature, different characteristic, right. The different type of onion, the proof is that they don't even produce seeds. And these onions that are currently growing are not going to be able to reproduce.
Right.
So it's a different type of onion, different min. And these type of onions, they do not receive, you do not water them. They survive just based on the earth, the moisture of the earth. So that means that these onions have the status of a fruit tree and not the status of a vegetable. When it comes to a vegetable, the zman, the determining factor, if it's going to be the sixth year or the seventh year, or going to be the third year or the second year for ma'is ani, ma'is hasheni, is the zman lakita, the zman when you harvest. If I harvested in the sixth year, it's the sixth year. I harvest in the seventh year, it's the seventh year. Is the third year or the second year? That's called the zman, that's the vegetable. But since these type of onions, they're unique. They are unique, these onions. They will not, since these onions are unique, so the zman, since these onions are unique, therefore they do not have the status of a vegetable, they have the status of a fruit tree. And a fruit tree, what is the zman of the determining factor of the year 3, the year 6? The zman is going to be, when they blossom, right? When they blossom. Habitzolim, hasarisim, upolam, bitzri, shemona, mehemayim, you deny water from them. They have the status of a tree. Mayim shloshim for 30 days, that's the technique, 30 days. Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, misashim l'sha'ovar. The ma'aser is going to be done in the previous year when they become one third of their development, when they blossom, chanota, when they blossom. That's the zman. And since these things have blossomed in the previous year, we're going to follow the previous year. We're not going to follow the zman of lakita. Again, a vegetable. When is the zman of ma'aser for a vegetable? When it blossoms or when you harvest? What's the answer?
For a vegetable?
For a vegetable.
Harvest.
And for a fruit tree, what's the zman? Chanot, the blossoms. So you have an onion. What is an onion? Is an onion a vegetable or a fruit?
Vegetable.
A vegetable. So l'chayr, you would assume that an onion, you harvest. Kamash melon the Mishnah. That if you have a certain
not
unique...
Not a butzel.
A butzel hasarisim.
Goes after chanot.
That you deny water, it goes after chani chanot, and not after the zman of lakita. From the previous year, the zman of the chanota, umutarim b'shvis, and you're allowed to derive benefit from the year shvis. It does not have kedusha shvis. The imlav, let's say you do not deny water, let's say you give it to drink. You give it to water, so it's a regular vegetable. Regular vegetable is man is going to be
shvis.
As soon as shvis, umisasim l'shana haboah in the following year. Bishal Baal. What about Baal? What does it mean, the Baal?
Baal Mitzri.
Baal, and that means Shemon Mehemayim Shtei Oinois. A Baal, we'll see here, Baal Soda Shehi Be'emek, a field that is in the valley, lachas, and it's very moist. This field is in a very moist location, so you do not need to water. It does not need irrigation. It has its own. The ain tzarch lahash lahashkoisa umikol makayim liyarak tzricha hashka. But nevertheless, liyarak tzricha hashka, the vegetables require watering. But the vegetables still require watering. So, you deny water twice, two oynes. Zman hashka asa, the zman of the watering, shurigil mahashka asa, kari oyna, is kosher. For this is a field which is very moist, you do not need to water it, and you deny watering it shtei oynes. Two periods, two watering periods. Shemona mehem mayim shtei oynes, zman hashka asa, shurigilim lahashka asa. The man when you normally water the curry is called an oina. So the halacha here is shemona mehem mayim she'oinos. Same thing. You're going to follow. It's going to follow the zman of blossoming. And if it blossoms in the next year, it's going to be have the status of shavias. Not like a vegetable, not the zman, in the previous year, it's going to be the zman of the sixth year, we're not going to follow the normal zman of harvest. Divrei Rebbe Meir, b'achacham oimrim, sholosh yafto, withhold it three oinais, three periods. Okay, let's see the pictures.
In order for it to go after Chanata.
Let's see the pictures. Habitzalim hasalisim, betzalim hasalisim. V'lo mitzvah shemona mehem mayim shloshim yoyim lifnei Rosh Hashanah. You deny water. You have over here. You have mona mehem mayim shloshim yoyim kodem Rosh Hashanah over here. Onions that are growing, and you have denied water for 30 days. Mona mehem mayim shloshim yoyim kodem Rosh Hashanah. You deny water from them for 30 days for Rosh Hashanah. Stay a sod batzel, a field of onions, a polamitri shemashkanai sabatadir. You water continuously.
Normally you would.
The ach v'nelloi hishka hash niasodesh shleishim yoyim kodi rosh. Now you decide for 30 days I'm not going to water the field. Yatsu mitaras yirakos, no longer they're called vegetables. Ve'ein halocha machamacha lakita. The male, once they're not vegetables, we're not going to follow malakita. Faridim kiperos shiis, we're going to follow chanata. Chanata took place in the previous year, so therefore we're going with chanata. Beshalbal, zel bazach, nimna milahashkois, es asode shtei pamim, Rabbi Meir, or shalash from lacham, you have a stay bal, a field of a bal, you have a field. A baal, so a stal baal is called sodashi be'emek in the valley. Baal means a field that's in a valley. A field that's in a valley that's growing grain. Okay, that's growing grain. Muluch lechas. Ve'ein tzach lashkoisa mikol mokom liyer tzuch hashka. But for vegetables, it's a field in the valley, and you have vegetables that are growing over here on this thing. So normally you would go bust to this man of Lakita, but because this is a still stable, and you don't have to water it, you're not deliberately denying it water like the onions, the Batsalam Hasarisim. We're dealing here with regular vegetables, cucumbers,
correct,
melons, corn.
You just don't need to water it because it's
a stable. And now if you choose not to vow water for two zmanim, there are two normal times, and three according to the Chachamim. So now it no longer has the status of a vegetable,
right,
where you go basar lakita, but we go basar chanata, and when the chanata was in the sixth year, and the lakita was in the seventh year, it's going to be potter from laws of shviyas. Picture. Sade nimna milashkos, sade shtei pam lermei roshash from Chachamim, sade shehi beimek umilachluchas, for the vegetables, need hashka, but you decide that you're not going to do it.
Okay.
So it's chaz the Mishnah. We did a whole Mishnah. Gevaldik. At least we learned something today. Habitzalim onions hasarisim, betzalim which hasarisim, v'polamitzri, or polamitzri, shemona mehem mayim, shleishim, which he denied water for 30 days. 30 days water was denied from this field. Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So what is the halacha? Mis'asrin l'sha'avar. He denied water 30 days.
Go after chanata.
You go after l'sha'avar chanata. Umutadeh b'shvi'is, and the shvi'it of the mutter and gansin. There's no problem. V'imlaav. Let's say you did not deny water. you water it all the way to the very end, you give it water less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, oh, you're giving it water. So now it has the status of a vegetable, and the vegetable is going to be Asun in the Shvi'is. And once Asun in the you have to give Maisa Lashana Haba, it's also in the and it's also b'shvius, and you have to give ma'aser l'shana haba. It's also b'shvius, and in a situation where it's year 2-3, not shvius, in a situation where the previous year was the second year, and the next year is the third year, and you give it water. No, it depends. That's what it says.
It's going. The imlav.
The imlav means you do water. You water it. You water it up to 30 days.
Oh, I see. So then you would be misad l'shana haba,
which means the third year. Now example, which means ma'aser ani and not ma'aser sheni. Third year is Ma'aser Ani, 6 years is Ma'aser Ani, but the other years 1, 2, 4, 5 is Ma'aser Sheni. They should make the combination like that. They should have it 3, 6 Ma'aser Ani, but they don't have it because Ma'aser Ani is for the poor. They don't want to be poor. They want to be rich. So we have the combination is going to be 1, 2, 4, 5. 1, 2, 4, 5. It's the rich. 3 and 6 is the poor. Okay, good. You learned that. It's a good chiddush. Now you know how to make a combination on a combination lock. Okay, good.
Right.
Next Mishnah. We didn't finish the Mishnah. A field, a vegetable field that's located in an area that's well moistured. It's the same halacha. Same halacha is you deny water 2 or 3, so the halacha is it turns into a chanata, and not like a vessel which is going to be yoksalosh lakita. Mishnah Yud. Hadilu melins shekimon lezera, which you have preserved in order to produce seed, not feeding purposes. I only want the seeds, a watermelon. Don't eat the watermelon. We're going to dry it out. We take out all the seeds. There must be 100 seeds in the watermelon, and we'll make 100 watermelons. From one watermelon, we can make 100 watermelons.
Correct.
So hadiluin shekimon lezera im hukshu lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If they turn hard for Rosh Hashanah, the nivstul me'echal adam becomes unfit for human consumption. Mutter l'chaim v'shriyat s'mutter. V'im laaf. If not, also l'chaim v'shriyat. So here's in the melons which you're preserving for seed, if they turn hard before Rosh Hashanah, they do not have kedushas shviyas. But if they did not turn hard before Rosh Hashanah, a melon will still have the status of a vegetable, and you go bust lakita. Now lakita was in year 7.
Didn't you already take these diluyan inside of it? You were leaving it in the field to get hard.
You're leaving it in the field.
Shekaim lazera.
You're leaving it. What?
Bitch, hey. I hope you can feel better today. Yeah, you have temperature?
No. Wow, I look so bad?
No, you look tired. You look out of it, that's all.
Hadiluyin Shekimu Lezera. Let's see. You're preserving these melons for Zera. Seed.
Right.
Im Hokshu. Hokshu means Nisyashvu. They dry, the nasu kosh, they come hard.
So did this happen on the field or inside?
On the field. With Neirosh, and if no longer is it fit for human consumption. Mutter l'chaima m'shvis. So since it already became hard, it was no longer fit for human consumption when Shmita began, so it's mutter l'chaima m'shvis. But let's say the imlav is not also, the imlav. Also, l'chaim shviyas rav sheperos shviyas also lanicham lezera. Peros shviyas, you're not allowed to preserve a seed. So a melon, even though you want to make it for seed, doesn't matter. Once the melon is still called a vegetable, and once already you enter into the year of Shemitah, it has kedushas shviyas. Okay, next. Next is hatamaros shalohem. Tamaros means hatzitz. Koydem Shayifrach Tamil Tamar Tzitz means the flowers. Shelohen asuos b'shvius. The tmeis that sits the flower shekodim shegiv tachtaim l'tmeis to a date. Uchamol nikmat roishay ve'olso by tomorrow b'perik luva gazel perish acher tomorrow ke'im lulve gefanin. It looks like shoots, the shoots of a gefen of a vine. Tomorrow hatzitz is a melon. A melon has a berry. A melon has a berry. Hatzitz the flower. Koidim sheyif yif before it opens up. Daimel tomorrow to a date. Tomorrow is a date. Uchamahu niktam roishayva also by tomorrow. You have a similar situation where the roish of the twig breaks, and a tomorrow a berry develops. Perikur of a gazel. Perish acher tomorrow skein lulve gefanim means shoots. Okay, so we have here melons, and melons have little shoots, or have little berries. That's moshulchem asuras b'shvius. They're also in shvius. Fine. Marbitz in the offer lava nu halacha klaimar makshim mashkim stay lava v'chelacha shemashkim stay lava erev shvius kedesh sheyotzi yirakos b'shvius v'lo od ela shemashkim osa b'shvius kedesh sheyotzi yirakos l'mosei shvius. Okay, so it says over here that marbitz in the offer lava, you're allowed to sprinkle water on the earth of lavan, of a vegetable. Devei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Eliezer, and Yaakov, Oyser, he says it is forbidden. Mimoshin ba'oriz v'shvius, you're allowed to
mashkin
offer of rice. Rice. The word mimoshin is the word that means to water for rice. Rabbi Shimon, is avol ein mechaschin. Mechaschin she'ein choydchin. You know, chop the branches. Look at the pictures. Really out of time. Marbitz in be'afel lavan. Motul hashkoyes asod erev shvius kedesh sheyetzu yirakos. You let go. You let water the field in erev shvius kedesh sheyetzu yirakos shvius. V'chein motul hashkoyes asod b'shvius kedesh sheyetzu yirakos shvius. Okay, so single you let water. Marbitz in you let to go water be'afel lavan. You let go water earth on afel on the field, an empty field. And it says avol marsin be'erev rice. Oyres soch ma'im rabin. Ad she'ofar misar b'chem until the earth v'chein mashka iris nikra personal. This mashka is called mars, means to mix. So you need to pour an enormous amount of water on rice. Look at this guy, big bucket on the rice. It's called marsim because it becomes like it becomes flooded. Avaloi mechaschin os lechaseach to prune. You're not allowed to pull off the dead twigs. Lechaseach os lechtoim ha'olam mishibulas iris to the rice. Okay, we'll have to do this tomorrow. Okay? Thank you very much.